We were so worried about like always feeling like we were selling. We're like, people are gonna unfollow us because we're always sharing these links or we're always talking about like, go buy this, go buy this. What we realized is like, that's what our audience wants. That's why they're following us, is they're following us to find, you know, the best gadgets and things like that. So if we're not giving them a link, we're doing a disservice.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. This episode is going to drop a little bit later in the day on Monday. Normally, I schedule the episodes to launch at 1 a.m. on Mondays, but it's a little bit later because Stetson and I did not have a chance to record a podcast this week, but we do have something really special that we're going to share with you. And I'll give you a little bit of a little background on how it came to be. Stetson and I were asked to speak at the second annual Women's Inner Circle Mastermind in Ashland, Oregon. And this is an event that Stetson actually attended last year. This is her second annual, like I said. She attended last year just through like a connection of a gal that we know from Russell Brunson's world. We met her at Funnel Hacking Live a couple of years ago. And her name is Lindsay, and Lindsay is one of those connector kind of people, just amazing. Anyway, long story short, she had managed to get a spot for Stetson to come like stay one night at this 3-night event of this first annual Inner Circle Mastermind. But it was very specifically for Russell Brunson's Inner Circle members, and we were not Inner Circle members yet. So that was early January. Stetson went to this thing. She came home and she said, Mom, we've got to figure out how we can get into Inner Circle. Long story short, of course, we joined Russell's Inner Circle in February. So now we're at the second annual meeting or gathering. It's very much like a retreat. We stay in this beautiful Airbnb in, I said Ashland. It's actually in Central Point. Last year it was in Ashland. Like some of the events were in Ashland, but this actually, the house is in Central Point, which is where we had all of our sessions. And it was more than a mastermind. It was a time of like reflection and learning. They actually had a speaker lineups where before, I should say last year, it was specifically mastermind. The gals sit around, they did an ask, they did a share. This time was more structured with speakers. So we even had Eric Thane come and he spent like all of Saturday speaking to us on developing your personal brand, which will help scale your audience on social media. And he also kind of did a deep dive into personal development because he's kind of, you know, exploring that avenue. So Stetson and I were asked to speak on Sunday yesterday. And so Stetson drove down to Central Point because she kind of needed a day because she was in Canada for the whole week. So she needed a day to just like do nothing. So she spent the day doing nothing, drove down to Central Point yesterday, and we did our topic on, which is our favorite topic, on affiliate marketing. And so we thought it would be a great idea to record it. And if the recording was good enough, we would just share it on the podcast and share it with you. And the recording is actually pretty good. You can hear Stetson and I really well. You might not be able to hear the questions. There were a few questions throughout here and there. So I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear the questions very well. But the value is, or hopefully you'll find like the value in our topic as we discuss like the benefits of having an Amazon Associates account, like the differences between the Associates account and the Influencer account, and how you can apply for both and how we encourage you to have one. But these women are all powerhouse entrepreneurial women with very successful businesses already. And they were interested in knowing how to add this Amazon piece into their own existing businesses, because everybody, for one, loves to shop on Amazon, and almost everything that you need that you want to share with your audience is available on Amazon. So you'll hear us discuss some of these things. Stetson, like I said, she dives deep into the two different types, and we talk about a little bit on the tiers and the commissions and all of that. So I'm going to share that with you here. I think it's about an hour and a half long, maybe. So you can listen to it as your leisure. Hopefully you find a lot of value, and I'm excited to share it with you. So without further ado, I'm going to cue that up now.
You're good. So I know that I've been talking to a lot
Why
of you.
Why don't you hold this for now?
Okay, I've been talking to a lot of you about our personal story, but I don't know if everybody heard our little story of how we got started in Amazon in the first place. So do you want to hear that story again?
Yes.
Like how we got started? Like,
tell us who you are. Tell us your name.
Okay, I'm Margaret, and my daughter Stetson. We are a mother-daughter team. Our company is Everything Envy. We are in the Amazon influencer space. And I'll just kind of launch into the story of how we got started in the company in the first place. But that's okay. I'll just tell you a quick story. 2016, I started a company, and I started the company because I wanted like time, money, freedom, because at the time I'd been working for a chiropractor for 5 years after getting a divorce. So originally I was a stay-at-home mom for years and years and years. I was homeschooling my kids, and then I got the divorce. I had to get money fast. So luckily I have a friend who is a massage therapist, is a chiropractor, and then long story short, I was a receptionist there for 5 years. But I always wanted to travel. I always wanted to go to Europe. So I decided, I told my husband, if we're ever gonna travel, I'm gonna need to quit my job and start my own organizing company, which is what I wanted to do, home organizing. So I had managed to save $3,000 at making like $12.50 an hour by that point in time, put $3,000 in the bank. I quit my job. I started my company, then I quit my job. And then we went to Europe. And then I started very quickly doing relocations on top of some organizing jobs. And I got into the relocation space by joining Chamber of Commerce. It was like this little area that was really needy for senior relocation. So that's what I did by myself for 2 years. Stetson joined me in the beginning of 2019 after her college years, and she could fill in a little bit of story there. And then, should I just go on into like how we got into the influencer space from there? Okay. So at the beginning, we were running the company just doing senior relocations primarily, but we were also doing some organizing jobs, small. Beginning of 2021, Stetson started experimenting with Reels on Instagram with the desire to grow our Instagram following because we had about like 30,000 followers at the time.
Which took us 2 years to build. At that point?
Took 2 years to get to that point. We noticed very quickly, she made a goal, I should say. She made a goal, I'm going to do 5 reels a week for 30 days and just see what happens. So she did that on top of our jobs. We were doing more luxury and relocations and organizing by that point. We were still doing some senior moves, but we were doing the luxury organizing of the pantries, the closets, all the things. We started to see our Instagram account grow. And we gained, I believe it was 10,000 followers in a month. So we thought, well, we're probably onto something here. Also at the same time, Stetson was starting to share some links. We had Amazon Associates at that point.
A little. Yeah, and so I made a goal to do Reels, and like they were new. So TikTok was like, it was 2020, right, when TikTok launched. We didn't have a TikTok at this point. But Reels were newly launched on Instagram. And so I was like, let's just see what happens. Because normally if you use the new feature on Instagram, they like you and they give you extra exposure. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. So the first reel we did got almost 1 million views. And that's how we were able to get, you know, the 10,000. And so we started growing our following pretty quickly because I was posting a video every single day, like 5 days a week, 4 to 5 days a week. And then what I realized was we were getting so many followers, but like, our business wasn't changing. Like, we were getting more clients, our income wasn't changing. I was like, I think there's something wrong going on here. Because I'm putting all this work into doing videos and making all this amazing content, but we're not making more money. And I had known, and we still know to this day, lots of influencers that have, you know, millions of followers, but their income, you know, like, they're not doing very, very well. So I was like, okay, something needs to change. But what we noticed was, is everyone was asking for links. Like, we would do videos about organizing products. We would do videos about like Costco finds, I feel like. And like,
we did. We were even in
the container store
stuff. We were in the container store because we were container store ambassadors at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were sharing Container Store links for organizing products.
But their commission was very, very low, and you only got paid on if someone bought that specific bin that you shared. But what we noticed was everyone was DMing us, where are you getting this? Where are you getting this? And I was like, okay, we've had this Amazon affiliate account created for a year and a half. It's so confusing. I know the back end is wild. Like, I've never looked at it, but let me just take a look at it again. So I looked at it and I noticed that we had some money on there. Like, I think we made like 30 bucks or something.
Wasn't it like $97?
$97. I was like, okay, we have money in this account. I've never looked at it. So that made the switch to like, okay, people are asking us for links. I looked into more of the affiliate structure of how Amazon works compared to all these other brands. Because we had links with the Container Store. We had links with like some smaller brands.
We did, like as the well. Polish Jar. Mm-hmm. And we had a candle company like Seven Co. We had some links with Van.
Yeah.
We had some little spice jar company. We had some affiliate links.
Yeah, here and there. But Amazon, like, not like be everything by far. So I was like, what if we just focus specifically on Amazon? So very quickly, we went from like making a couple $100 a month to like our first $5,000 a month on Amazon, just simply doing the videos that you're doing, doing our normal thing. But instead of sharing random links or just like telling people, go to Costco and get this thing, we would just send them directly to our Amazon storefront.
And what they were asking for, just to bring clarity, they were asking for the things behind the video. Like if Setsa was holding an organizing product that she was talking about, they wanted to know where you got that pillow. Where did you get the rug? Where'd you get that pretty throw in the background? What are you wearing?
Yeah, rings, jewelry.
Yeah, your nails, because it was mostly her hands in there. Yeah, where did you get the bracelet? So that's what they were asking for.
Yeah. Yeah, so at this point, our followers, like, we were growing very, very quickly. We were making money on Amazon now, which is really exciting for us. Our goal in our company has always been, like, time, money, freedom. And what we were doing then, the organizing, the moving, you know, long days, waking up in the morning, waking up at night, like just like go, 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 was getting very draining and exhausting. And so we were able to look at our business and be like, okay, this is our goal. Like, I think we can really do something here if we go all in on Amazon. Like Russ was always talking about doing, just going one thing. So we were doing,
We were doing a lot.
We were doing courses.
We were ambassadors.
We were doing affiliate. We were doing videos. We were doing organizing. We were doing, you know, seven different things. And so we're like, okay, what if we just focus on doing this one thing? We were running ads at one point. Like, you guys know how it is. You try everything.
We had a funnel too.
Try everything. And so we're like, we want to win a Two Comma Club award. But what we realized is we could potentially, you know, very easily, quote unquote, win our Two Comma Club through Amazon rather than doing it through a course and things.
Without technically getting the award.
Mm-hmm.
But getting the income, that would, you would have to have that award.
Yeah. So we made a very uncomfortable decision. Was to completely stop doing our main part of a business, the bread and butter, which was organizing, which was relocations, and completely stop it at, what year was it?
It was, we did our last moves in December of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So the beginning of 2022, we were now fully immersed in the digital content creation world.
Yes, which was very uncomfortable because, you know, we were like completely shifting careers. I remember we went to the Funnel Hacking Live, and everyone is asking, like, what do you do?
Well, yeah, it was 2021 we went for the first time.
And we're like, oh, we're professional organizers. But something didn't sit right with us. We're like, well, really not. And so we really had to make, like, an identity shift to be like, okay, you know, we're not a professional organizer anymore. Because people were asking us, you know, oh, come do my house, come do this. And we're like, well, we really don't do that anymore. So we had to make an identity shift to really accept, like, oh, we're influencers now. Like, we are social media influencers. Like, we're content creators. We use that term a lot better. I kind of like that term better. But we're content creators. And so once we made that shift to go all in, that's really when, like, our business exploded. Like,
that is when it took off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little bit uncomfortable for the first few months because Amazon pays you 60 days. So 60 days delayed. So we were like, okay, we got this, you know, it's coming.
So like, we had a zero interest credit card. So we just kind of rode it out there for a little bit and just made it work. And we kind of scaled back our payment to ourselves, you know, a little less draw.
Yeah.
But we made it through.
But it forced ourselves to go all in. I was doing as much research as I could. We got into doing Amazon live streaming at that time as well. So we were doing live streams twice a week. We're doing videos, you know, 4 to 5 times a week, which we still do. And our income on Amazon was able to go from like 5,000 to 30,000 to 50 to, you know, we've had six-figure months on there. Mm-hmm. So it's been really, really awesome. And so that's kind of what brought us where we are today. So we're full-time content creators. We do everything. We do Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, LTK. We do Facebook. Am I forgetting one of them?
I feel like
that's all of them.
We have
Amazon Live, Amazon.
Yes.
Because Amazon, if you don't know now, it is its own social media platform, which is kind of interesting. I don't know if you've been on the how often you shop on Amazon, but they have an Inspire feed now. It's on the bottom bar. You can just click and you can actually swipe. It's almost like a TikTok. So you'll see videos and photos and you can actually easily shop people's content. Wow. So there, Amazon as a whole is now a social media platform in itself, which is kind of cool. So that's an additional way that you can make mm-hmm. income.
And the other way we make income is we have brand collaborations, mm-hmm. which pay really, really well, especially when you have more influence, you have higher social media followings. But so somebody, I think it was Katie, asked me the question this morning, and I never answered, but it's probably like 50-50, I think. Like 50% of our income comes from Amazon, 50% comes from our brand collaborations.
Looking at last year, it was a little more Amazon affiliate, but mm-hmm. very slightly. So yeah, it's pretty close, like 40-60.
Yeah.
And we're able to work with, I mean, we've been fortunate enough to work with large brands. Our huge project we've been working on with Amazon's coming out on Monday.
Yeah.
We're very excited about that.
You can probably say it's Amazon, what it is called.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an Amazon. Yeah.
It's called Amazon Beyond.
Yeah.
It's a new thing for them.
We have a studio house. I actually moved because work was taking over my life. So I moved out of my house and we turned that into a content studio.
And they can relate.
So you know how it is, right?
She knows. It's hard to do that.
Yes. Yeah. So we moved, we staged the entire house. And so tomorrow you'll be able to virtually walk through our house on Amazon and shop. The entire house, kind of like Google Earth.
Cool.
And then you go to click and shop and add whatever you want to your Amazon cart. So that's kind of fun that we've been working on.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's really exciting. We've been working on that probably close to a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't talk about it to anybody. And then it's come to fruition. It's like, it's so exciting when they actually sent us the mobile link and we're looking at it. It's like, wow, there's our house.
Did they get you to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we
helped them build out the program a little bit. They had done a virtual walkthrough before. With like a celebrity's house or something, but you didn't have the option to easily shop the content. You'd basically just walk around and then they weren't synced. It wasn't synced to your Amazon cart. So we basically helped them sort of build it out. So
it was really cool. It was a very fun process because they asked our opinion, like how would we like to see it or what kind of would make sense for flow and walkthrough. So it was really, really fun. And then watching it come together. And then it was a mad dash to get the house completed because we had so much travel last year. We've never traveled so much with business. But we got the house done. We built all the stuff. We staged it. And then they brought in the 3D camera. And they filmed the whole house. They scanned it.
Yeah, so that would be really fun. So you'd be able to shop at the Everything Envy House on Amazon. But yeah, QVC is a big partner too. Like, we work a lot with them. They were our main partner last year. So basically, like, how our brand collaborations work is we come up with a concept, or they pitch us on a concept, or we pitch them on a concept. And normally the videos that we make are about like a specific product that we love, and then we, you know, naturally fit that into our videos, and they pay us to do a video about their products. So that's a big part of our business as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going really good this year. At the towards the end of last year, beginning of this year, we've been testing out some really cool things that we'll talk about today, because I think a lot of you can like add these into your business. ManyChat being one of them has been like amazing for us. I don't know if you've heard of ManyChat, but it's like wild of how cool it is. So we can talk about that. But that's sort of like the little story of how Everything Envy is now. So now, like, our day to day, we post like 4 to 5 videos a week. It's great because when I travel, I can film and do that.
Question? Oh, don't have to answer right now, but like, what size of your platform did you see then? Things started really flowing.
Mm.
For someone
that's a great
who's
question.
Looking to go, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Creating something.
Well, that's a really good question. Yeah, so Instagram's our main focus. It kind of always is. I feel like all the platforms are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, TikTok is way different than Instagram. But my recommendation is to just focus on one and then repurpose your content everywhere else. So that's what we do. So we post 4 to 5 videos a week. I post it to Instagram because I'm kind of a control freak and I like to make sure everything's good. And then our team repurposes it on all the other platforms. So Instagram's our main. We have like over 800,000 followers. And then we have TikTok aside from that, like four,
like
almost
close to four.
370.
375.
But we're not focused on any of those platforms. Like all we do is we have our team repurpose it on TikTok, Pinterest, Facebook, whatever. And that's, we see sales from it, amazing, but I'm not focused on that algorithm or anything like that. Like all my focus gives it on there. So in my opinion, I would look at where your audience is or like where your target market is and like go all in. In my opinion, either choose Instagram or TikTok. TikTok is amazing. Yeah, you can grow a very large following on TikTok, but I also think you can grow a very large following on Instagram as well. Pretty easily.
And we're also learning from other Amazon influencers, you can grow a very large audience on Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's been something that we've added in that's dramatically changed our sales this year.
And we'll talk about that a little bit.
Groups, Facebook groups specifically.
Facebook groups.
Right?
Just a private group.
Yeah. Yeah, like you have your Facebook page and then...
But like the actual group.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we'll definitely talk about that. Mm-hmm. That was a golden nugget that we acquired when we were at the last... Mm-hmm. Inner Circle live meeting.
And just our Amazon event in general too. Like a lot of people were like, what's your platform? Oh, Facebook. We're like, Facebook? What?
Yes.
It's not dead. It's alive and well.
And that's where we found out. This is where a lot of women, kind of like us, you know, they have a little excess money to spend. Mm-hmm. They, like their kids are grown and they want to have the good stuff. They want somebody to tell them what to buy and how to dress and whatever. Mm-hmm. But they love their community. They're so interactive in there. It's not like Instagram at all or TikTok. They're actually forming friendships within the group, which is really fun.
Yes. Yeah, so it's interesting. But yeah, I would look at, again, who your niche is, who you're talking to, and where you think they'd be hanging out. And if you think they're going to be hanging out on TikTok, focus all in on that, make content for TikTok, and then just repurpose it everywhere, because you might as well, right? You might as well just repurpose it. Takes you a few minutes, or your team can do it if you have a team. And just don't even look at it, don't even worry about it, and then focus on that.
And also, when you say that if you were more comfortable in the Facebook world and you're not as comfortable on Instagram, you can certainly put all of your effort into a Facebook group.
Oh, 100%. Like your Facebook page and group. Mm-hmm. Facebook, I mean, this is diving into a little nitty-gritty, but they're going into even long-form content now. People, YouTubers, are actually uploading their content on Facebook and seeing huge following and huge growth from there. And the nice thing about Facebook,
is
you can have your links in your content.
Yes.
You cannot do that on TikTok. You cannot do that on Instagram.
So how are you driving people from TikTok and Instagram to
So we use ManyChat. ManyChat's amazing. But basically, this is what we do. We do a video. And you can look up our social media if you want. It's Everything Envy. But we do a video, and then you'll see in the description, in the caption, because we can't post links in there. We'll just say comment, you know, the word travel, for instance, or head over to our Amazon storefront and check out this folder to shop. So like if we're doing travel video, I'll be like, comment the word travel or head over to our Amazon storefront and shop the travel folder. So a lot of our audience is trained, like just go to the link in our bio. Our Amazon storefront is the first button they see on our link. But ManyChat's been awesome. ManyChat is basically a feature that you can add in with your social media platforms, specifically mostly like Instagram, TikTok. I'm sure you can do other ones, but we focus on Instagram, and it will automatically send out DMs to your audience if they comment on your...
with your Amazon link.
On your post, yes.
Right.
So if someone comments the word travel, they'll automatically get a DM from us saying, hey girl, you know, thanks so much or whatever, or like, hey, looks like you're coming up on a trip. Here's the link for our favorite travel cosmetics bag. And then that link within that is our affiliate link. So that's something that we added in
last October. Wasn't it October we started that?
October. And it's been a lifesaver for us.
So in comparison, we were paying team members hours and hours and hours time just to send links to people through DM. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it does it automatically.
Yeah.
We were like, our mind was blown.
We're never caught up in our DMs. It's
never.
So hard. Or comments. We always... Mm-hmm. Our goal the whole time has always been to respond to every comment and every single DM that we get, because we really want to keep that, you know, authenticity with our audience, and like we really want them to know us as much as possible. But it gets to a certain point where it's just too much. It's just too much to handle. So that's been the nice part about that. And then we have our team members in there, of course, replying to regular comments, like, you know, the genuine comments. But for just the people that are shopping, which is what our audience does, is they want to shop. They want to shop the products. That's what they come to everything in before, is to find the best gadgets, the best finds, the best organizing. ManyChat has been a lifesaver in that. So that's how we're able to easily send out links. So ManyChat right now is sending hundreds of links right now.
Even right now as we're standing here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On all of our content.
Yeah.
So that's been really nice. Another feature about ManyChat, since we're on the topic, I mentioned we had added in a bunch of new features this year. So ManyChat has so many features. We're just touching the surface of them right now. But ManyChat has been amazing to collect emails. There's actually a sequence that you can set up. If you follow Jenna, I don't know if you follow Jenna Kutcher, but she's a huge like ManyChat lover.
She
has lots of, you can think of them like little sequences or little funnels that your audience goes through automatically in Instagram DMs. So we've been experimenting this specifically with giveaways. We love giving away stuff. We did a giveaway last month. And a giveaway this month. Huge giveaways. Mm-hmm. And what we've noticed is our followers are growing, which is amazing. We're getting more link clicks, but we're also able to get so many emails. So you can check out the giveaway that's pinned to our page right now if you're curious. It's the first reel that you see on our page. But if you comment the word giveaway, you'll automatically get a DM. The first DM is, thanks so much for entering. Do you want to enter? Do you want to go through a few steps to get bonus points? They tap the word let's go, and then it walks them through a sequence. So the first comment is, or the first reply is, what's your email? And then they'll reply with their email. That automatically gets put into a Zap. It will automatically go into our flow desk. So we're growing our emails, which we had never done before, which is super exciting.
No, and as I was telling, when I was talking to Kate this morning, we had a lot of different email lists because we were had created different things in ClickFunnels.
Yeah.
So we had too many lists. Talking to too many people. So we just scratched that. The emails are still there. We don't use that anymore. We started from scratch.
Yeah.
And this has been blowing up. Just our email list is growing like crazy. Because we're 15,000 emails now? 20,000?
Yeah. Okay. And we just started this like last year, our email list.
Yes.
Slowly growing.
I would say it was probably last August.
Yeah.
I think is when we started.
But we doubled it in the past 2 months because we weren't really focusing on it, right? Like every now and then we'd be like, oh, you know, join our email list or
and
whatever.
And I feel like we were gaining about 25 emails a day on average.
Yeah.
That's what we were getting. Just like not doing anything. But now.
Yeah, thousands. This giveaway, we've gained like 5,000 emails just from the one we just launched.
Posting the word, that's just how.
Yeah.
Did you go from quickly just from that?
So yeah, so it's a sequence that we set up through ManyChat.
There's little workflows that you can set up. I don't know if you use Flowdesk, but there's little workflows that you can set up in there. And once you know how to do it, like, I don't know how to do it, but I think Stetson knows a little bit. But you set up these little workflows, and it just prompts them. As they respond, then it'll prompt them with the next thing and the next thing.
So if you want to see how it works, you can go to our giveaway pinned to our page right now. Just comment giveaway, and it'll walk you through it. So the first thing we ask is our email. Great, you get an additional 50 bonus points. And ManyChat actually keeps track of the bonus points too, which is nice. So when we actually pick a winner, we can be like, oh, this person has this many bonus points.
Yeah.
The next thing that is prompted is, oh, explore our Amazon storefront. So there's our Amazon storefront affiliate link. They can explore that, which is great for us because if someone clicks our link, which we'll dive into all the nitty gritty of Amazon, anything they buy on Amazon within a 24-hour period, we get commission on, regardless on what it is. So that's growing our link clicks. And then the last part is, which is a new feature we just started, is our Facebook group. So join our Facebook group for an initial 30 points. The link's right there. They get added to that, and we're able to grow all three of those. So we're growing our email list at the same time. We're growing our Facebook group, and then we're getting more link clicks.
And our Instagram account is growing more quickly now just because of the algorithms. All this activity. So it is now growing again.
Yeah, our followers, I haven't really been focused on followers that much. Again, followers is just a number in my opinion. Like, it's really cool to have a big audience, but it's like really what you do with it. So last year, I wasn't really focused on growing our audience, to be honest. Right. This year, I'm a little bit more motivated just because we have seen those. Like, we have the tools now to be like, okay, we're growing this for a reason. We're able to get their email. We're able to put them in a Facebook group where they can connect, where we can do fun things. So it's getting me excited about that again. Mm-hmm. But I think the December giveaway and the January giveaway, we've almost grown like 80,000 followers maybe.
On Instagram.
And ours was pretty stagnant for the past you know, 6 months. Like, it's kind of just stayed.
We're always dipped down a little bit. We even like lost a few followers here and there.
Yeah,
and
we're always growing, but it was very slow.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, this is awesome. Everything is just working. Our sales are amazing. We're growing our audience. And so that's really cool because, you know, we always say you own your emails, right? You don't own like any of those followers. We got our Instagram hacked years and years ago. That's a whole like another story.
That's a story.
But like that was just gone in one day. Like all the 2.5 years of hard work of growing our list, creating this audience, that was just taken away from us.
Getting the swipe up. Remember the 10,000 swipe up?
Yeah.
We had finally gotten that.
So it got hacked. And so like we're constantly thinking, as I know we all are, like how we can own what we do and have that. So this has just been a huge like pivotal couple months because we've been able to add those things in, which has been really awesome. So that's sort of like a little tip that I wanted to share. But affiliate, should we talk about it? Like just like what the heck we're even
talking
about?
What is this thing called? What is it?
Yeah, so Amazon affiliate. So this is basically how it works. I encourage you all to sign up for it because any of you can sign up for it. Does everyone have like a Instagram, like a business Instagram or a business TikTok and everything? I'm assuming we all do.
I feel like everybody has enough following to qualify for the influencer program.
Mm-hmm.
Just my own little research of chatting with you all. I feel like everyone here has enough following. Either it's through blog or it's Facebook or it's,
yeah, Facebook it's works too.
Email or uh-huh. Yeah. You can all qualify.
We do a little bit of that just with some of the art supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Start a little page.
Yeah.
Yes.
You might as well if people are asking, right? Even if you don't focus on it like we do, like it's, you know, it is our business. But for you, if you just wanted to set up a little side income, right? Where you wake up, maybe you only make like $50 while you're sleeping. But you still made $50 while you're sleeping. You know what I mean? So there's two Amazon affiliate accounts. There's two different ones. I think it's important to understand the two differences so you know how they both work. So the first one is Amazon Associate account. Anyone can sign up for an Amazon Associate account. It's super easy. You literally just Google Amazon Associates. It will walk you through 5 different steps and you'll literally get approved instantly. No requirement on following, no requirement on anything. They just want to know where you're posting your links. So whether you're going to be doing it on Instagram or whether you're going to be doing a blog, whatever, they just want to know where those links are going to and you'll be able to get your associate link. So if you're in the associate program, it's a very basic program. You don't have as many tools as you do for the influencer program, but you'll be able to share affiliate links. So it's amazing once this is unlocked, anything on Amazon, you can share an affiliate link with. You'll have this new bar unlocked at the top of your page where you'll see it says like associate and you can easily click the corner, grab the link and share it wherever you want. So the breakdown, I'll wait to explain the breakdown of sales, I guess, until I explain the other one. So that was the basic feature. Your affiliate link.
And the commission was, what, 2% on that?
No.
Is it a 2% commission for the associates?
That's what I was going to go into.
Okay, so we'll talk about that after. Okay.
Yeah, I'll explain the differences because it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But you can just share general links, okay? There's an influencer program that you were saying maybe everyone can approve. I encourage you to apply for the influencer program. That one does take a little bit of time. Sometimes you'll get approved right away, or sometimes they want to look into your stuff. This is more of like influencer driven. So they are going to look at all of your social accounts. So I encourage you to put in any social account you have, whether you have like 200 followers on Facebook, put it in. Because they're looking at your overall influence. Mm-hmm. So they'll ask for your social medias. And then again, I think it took like us 5 days or so, 3 days
before we got the
approval. Yeah.
Yes.
And then they'll email you. But the best part about the influencer program is it unlocks so many more features, including better commission rates. But the influencer program, you can have an Amazon storefront, which I'm sure, does everyone know what an Amazon storefront is? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it's basically like a landing page on Amazon that you can curate your favorite products. So you are able to have an Amazon storefront. You're actually able to do Amazon Lives if you wanted to get into live streaming, which is kind of cool. And I can answer any questions about that if you'd like. You can also get into uploading your own content. As I was mentioning before, Amazon's like a social media page now. So you can upload those videos that you're already posting on TikTok and Instagram to Amazon. And that's another way that people can shop through your links. And you can also upload photos. So there's a bunch of other amazing things that gets unlocked with the influencer program. But those are the two of the simple differences. Again, if you just get approved the Amazon Associates, amazing, do that because you can start making commission. That's awesome.
Just start sharing the links.
But apply for the influencer. Yes. If you get approved, that's amazing because then you can have your own page and it unlocks commission. Yes.
On the influencer, could you always start, because I don't have any followers. Like, I keep my personal very drawn in. I'm going to, after listening to Eric's ranting a little bit. But could you always start with the associate one?
Definitely.
And then after you kind of go rolling of a following, then you can apply for the other. Okay.
Yep, exactly.
But what's the difference in percentage of kickback?
Yeah,
so it's pretty different, right?
Yeah, so the more that I've done research on it, The associate account is, do I want to get into that? Because it's kind of confusing. So the, just generally speaking, how Amazon affiliate works is anytime someone clicks a link that your affiliate link, anything they purchase within a 24-hour period, you're getting commission on. So it's amazing. If you look at the majority of our sales, we obviously have like our top products that are like top selling because they're the things we do videos about, but the majority of our income comes from the paper towels, comes from the shoes, comes from the TVs that they went on to buy. Like, we've never talked about anything that they buy. So that's what's amazing about Amazon as a whole, is the earning potential is huge. So the commission breakdown, I would say, for the influencer, on average, everyone's tiers are kind of different in the influencer. On average, if you are not in the bonus programs, you're probably gonna make around 4 to 5%. And you're like, that's not really amazing. But it is if you think about the overall cart value of people buying. Like the volume of, how much money do we all spend on Amazon every month? Like, it's wild, right? So yeah, so you get that entire cart value within a 24-hour period. That all, you are able to make income off of all of that. Once you get into doing more and you sell more on the influencer program, you'll unlock bonuses, and they'll offer you higher percentage.
So the more you sell, the higher in tier and the benefits.
Yes. And it's cool. You can actually break down the product. So every product has a different commission. For instance, luggage for us is 20%. Premium beauty, 20%. A bunch of different things for us. We're in a few of their bonus programs, the home program, the fashion, the beauty, all of those are 10%. So for us, our commission is a lot higher. Like, for us, on average, it's really about 10% because we have all those other tiers.
All those other bonuses.
Yeah, but if you're looking at the other commissions for the associate and the influencer, like 4 to 5%, that's so awesome of anything someone buys. So
for doing what you're already doing anyway, like you're sharing things on your social media anyway, or your blogs or whatever, you're just doing it anyway. So by adding this little piece to it, you have this potential to make this residual income without even trying, just doing what you're already doing anyway.
Yeah, and what we've, so because of that, because you get the overall cart value, for us, like, obviously we make videos about our favorite things. We never talk about anything we don't love or use personally. But for us, it no longer becomes like we have to sell this specific person on this product. It's just all about link clicks. It's just all about traffic. So we're constantly thinking of how many different platforms can we have this link be distributed on? Because if there's a, you know, 100,000 people clicking on TikTok, there's however many people clicking here, that grows very quickly. So for us, we just want as many link clicks as possible. When those drop down, I'm like, okay, I need to put a little bit more effort into doing, you know, a better video.
And toward the end, if you wanted to know like where we're putting our link clicks, like how we're expanding, we'd be happy to talk about that a little bit too, like where we're actually putting our links so that people can find them.
Do you do blog posts too?
Yep, we do blog. Yeah, we have our team member doing blog. We do our newsletter. We do a bi-weekly newsletter. So that's another way.
Which drives the highest clicks?
The highest place is by far Instagram, by far. It's people clicking the link in our bio on our Instagram. I would say right below that. It's what's nice that Amazon just launched like last year. We just started taking advantage
of
it. But you can actually have custom links so you can see where all your sales are coming from. So we've really been able to hone in on that. So for us, it's Instagram 100%, link in bio. Then it's TikTok, people clicking the link in our bio on our TikTok. And then it's our automatic DMs. After that ManyChat is sending out constantly. Those are like the top three, which is pretty cool to see that data.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's all not a whole lot of work.
And then underneath that is our stories, our Instagram stories.
Mm-hmm. And we also use broadcast. We have two broadcast channels within Instagram. And so we see a little bit of sales there. Mm-hmm. And then
we have sales. We have so many places.
But it breaks it all down for you too. Like, this is your top sales links. Yeah. And then it just breaks it down all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I have a question. So my business, I kind of have two parts of my business. Mm-hmm. I have my blog and then kind of business coaching. Can you do two different influencer accounts, or do you combine them into one, or?
Mm-hmm. Combine into one.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it's all about as many link clicks as you're driving to that one platform. Because
if it's okay if you use like two different brands for your.
And then you just assign that personal link to that, so that way you know where the traffic's coming from.
Yeah.
So you have your link for your blog, and you have your links for your coaching programs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would keep it all in one, because then the more you sell, you can unlock bonuses and things like that.
And we have our separated, just an example, like we have blogs, we have emails, we have the deals of the day, we have the other two broadcasts, we have our community, we have
a lot.
There's like 30 of them. There's like probably 30 links.
But we didn't start that way, right?
No.
Because it's like, I don't want you to go out and be like, I'm going to do this, and now you have to start a TikTok, Instagram, LTK, Facebook. Like, start with one thing, so that if your one thing is like, okay, I want to, you know, start growing these links, like, what platform are you going to focus on? TikTok? Great. I'm going to focus on TikTok. Figure out what that looks like for you. I'm sure Eric like shared some great ideas on like how to do content. Happy to talk about any tips you want to know too. Mm-hmm. In our, based on what we do, but focus on one thing. Once you get that sort of figured out, then start distributing. Either have your team, or you can start distributing that on the other social media platforms, because then you're able to get more traffic in your other, and then you can start experimenting with other things. Like, we've been doing this for a long time, so that's why we have so many things built out, and we have our team help us do it. But just start with one social media account, go all in on that, figure out what that looks like, and then you can start distributing, adding different things in, whether that's a Facebook group or emails or whatever. But I know a lot of you, I haven't been here the whole weekend, but I'm assuming you have like a course, right? Or you have a free downloadable or something like that. What we notice is a lot of people in, you know, Tucoma and Inner Circle, they're sharing these links already, and they're not affiliate links. Like,
well, Eric said the same yesterday. I was talking to him yesterday, and I said, Eric, do you have your storefront set up? He said, no.
Yeah.
And he's in his courses, like, he's recommending all these products that people can buy on Amazon.
Yes. Yeah. So if there's an easy way for you to add this in, if you didn't want to focus on social, I know there is a few people that want to do that, but if you didn't, create your associate account and add those links in to what you're already doing. You're already sending emails, I'm assuming. You know, add in some links on your emails. You're already doing blogs, maybe, or you're already doing your courses. You're already recommending, you know, your favorite things. People want ease. They want to know. They don't want to do research. So if you can make it simple for your audience to be like, okay, great. I teach a course about podcasting. Great. What are these 20 things that I need, you know, to start a podcast? You got your microphones, you got your headphones, you got everything you need. Amazing. I'm not doing any research because I trust you. I've already put my money in you. I'm just going to add to cart and check out.
Okay, I need that link.
And we have those.
We have that link for you.
We have that too.
We do. Of all the things we use for recording.
Yeah.
But it's so true. The people do want to follow you. You're their expert. Like, you know how to do this, and that's why I'm here with you. That's why I'm studying from you. And if you just give them like a little folder full of the tools that they need, by God, if it's books, if it's tools, whatever, and on Amazon, if they can get it there, they're going to go there because they don't want to have to figure it out. That's why I'm working with you.
Or it could be a good like bonus. It could be a good upsell. It could be a good like OTO, just to like create a printable.
Right.
$7. Like, here's my, you know, top 50 things you need to do, whatever. And then all of your affiliate links.
Your MIFKEs, like if you're giving out, you know, the most incredible free gift offer. But your MIFKE could also be just a handful of Amazon links of all the things that you
like. It's your like resources.
The
books, it's your
the
top.
Clothes you wear for success. You know, the,
whatever
the earbuds,
your
the watches, you know, whatever it is that they're following you for. You can give that to them in digital print with the links, and then it's a done deal.
Yeah, because what we realize is, after this I'll answer. What we realize is, for us, we were so worried about like always feeling like we were selling. We're like, people are going to unfollow us because we're always sharing these links, or we're always talking about like, go buy this, go buy this. What we realize is like, that's what our audience wants. That's why they're following us, is they're following us to find, you know, the best gadgets and things like that. So if we're not giving them a link, we're doing a disservice. So your audience they trust you in whatever coaching you're doing, you know, in the painting. Like, they're like, where do I buy this? Whatever you say, I need. Or, like, they don't want to go out and do their own research. So you're helping them. And all the link sharing that you do, your audience wants to know where you're getting it.
They want to know where you're getting it.
Yeah.
Not somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, they trust you.
And it just saves them time. Who wants to go? You type in, you know, a sweater on Amazon, and there's 100,000 sweaters. Like,
well, that's why we have
know.
Our groceries delivered now, and all these automated things. Because
these are from Amazon. Those are cute.
My whole weekend attire has been, I'm a walking billboard. We talked about that. Everything I'm wearing is Amazon. Everything. Uh-huh. The earrings, the hair clip, every single thing.
People want to know.
People want to know.
Are there places you can't share the links?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. There are places where not necessarily you can't share the links. You just have to be cautious with it, and you have to do it in the correct way. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, newsletters, unfortunately, you are not following the guidelines if you share a link that takes them to a specific product. You can do it on blogs.
So then to the blog or to your storefront.
Yes.
They're not the link.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you are just an associate and you don't have an Amazon influencer account, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to send that link to whatever your landing page is that you shared. So your website, your blog, whatever that is. And then they're able to go shop. For us, we have to send people to our Amazon storefront. And the reason is they have to have that disclaimer that this is an affiliate link. If someone just clicks your link and they get to the Hydro Flask on Amazon, it doesn't say anywhere that you're making money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's so weird that there's different rules on different platforms. Like, it's all over the map, but that's one specifically that we kind of have to
and
get.
The Facebook groups, is that?
The Facebook groups are fine. We can do the Facebook group. We just have to have specific wording in our description of the group that explains, it's, you know, the blah, blah, blah legal language. But we just have to have that disclaimer in there, and then we're freely able to share links.
What if at the end of your email newsletter, though, you do have that disclaimer, you say the links in here we do get commission from?
Yeah, I've heard even if you have that in the newsletters, mm-hmm. for some reason, that doesn't suffice. And I don't know the difference. It's all over the map.
And maybe they're thinking because not everybody looks through the whole thing, like they may not see it.
Ooh. Maybe.
It could be that simple.
But it's weird because you have it on blogs, right? And you're like,
yeah.
It can have it at the bottom and you're fine.
And so people can Google search your blogs and find them. So it's kind of hard to understand. But
yeah. So for us, for our ManyChat links that we're sending out, we can't send an individual product. But what we do is we send them to a folder on our Amazon storefront. So all of our travel items will be in one. And whatever that product is from our most recent video, we'll just make sure it's at the top so people can easily find it.
And the PDF can have the links?
The PDFs, I believe, can have the links, but I am not 100% sure of the wordage, yeah, on that.
Because there would need to be some sort of disclaimer on there.
It's right. But they're all across the map. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. But you can share it on this? I don't get it.
Yeah.
But that's sort of, nitty-gritty things. So that's sort of like how the affiliate works. Where do we want to go with this? Like, we can talk about so much. Hopefully that was helpful.
So
I don't know how long we've been talking.
An associate account and an influencer account, or would you kind of migrate from one to the other?
I would apply for the associate first, because then you have your links.
Yeah.
And then you can just apply for the Amazon influencer account.
And then you would just have both.
It would just combine.
Okay.
You have both, but it combines into one. So
you're not trying to run two different.
No. It's all under your one Amazon account.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice because it's the Amazon account that you use all the time. So it's easy to share what you're already purchasing. So it's just under your Amazon.
The name of your storefront is going to be what your Amazon account is?
You can set up the name of your storefront and customize it. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I use my business Amazon account
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yep.
And I just do all my personal half the time and charge it to a different
yep.
card that I have on file or whatever.
Exactly.
But I don't want to have to keep changing Amazon.
100%.
That's what we do too. We have our, we just have our personal cards in there. And if
mm-hmm.
we're going to buy anything personally, we go through the account, but we just use our personal card.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm only paying Prime on one thing.
Yeah.
So under that business account, I can set up an associate's account.
100%.
And then,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could buy it out from your own links and everything.
You don't get paid off your own links.
Okay.
But yeah, Amazon's pretty good about that. Or if you, they look at your address. So even like if I buy something from her.
Because we have a person, we have a different account.
I've shipped stuff to her
account.
House before. So
yeah.
They'll look at, oh, you've sent stuff to her, so you don't get paid on this. But I mean, it's literally just like your immediate family and us.
So I could try to use our links, but they won't do anything for us because my address is like already been delivered to from our business account already.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But it's pretty insane. And it you can really build it very, very quickly. Again, it's just all about the traffic, which all of you are obviously probably amazing with traffic. So you might as well just add this piece into whatever you're already doing, whether you want to focus on a lot like us, or you want to just have it in your downloadables or your courses, you might as well be taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
Like Myron Goldman, like he had no idea of anything Amazon related. He's like, I spend so much money on Amazon. And now he's making like a couple $1,000 a month off Amazon. He's like, I'm living. This is amazing. I can write it off. Anything I buy on Amazon. All the people are asking for him general, all of his favorite books, his filming equipment.
Myron's
he's got a storefront.
Blown, yeah. Well, we didn't even mention to Myron, like he dresses for success. Obviously, his suits are custom made. But his people that want to dress for success, he can totally find things on Amazon and just put a little folder there of dress for success, dress like, you know, be successful like Myron's outfits, whatever, for the belts, the cufflinks, the ties, you know, whatever he's wearing, his casual wear, his shoes, all of it on Amazon. Well,
and Amazon's venturing into the luxury market. I don't know if you've seen that, but they have Chanel. They have, I think,
Prada. They have,
Coach. They have all of that on there.
They're there.
You can make a commission off that. That's amazing. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
All that. Yeah.
So I don't know how much time we have for like where you girls want to go with it. Awesome. But
everything you're posting, obviously you guys are at the point now where people are sending you everything a lot of the time, right? But if you're just starting out, like maybe there's stuff on there that I've bought before, but I'm definitely not in a position to take a video of it now. I've used it for 2 years and but, you know what I mean? But
yeah, no, 100%.
Awesome, it's one of my favorite things. Is there a way to like get I guess how would you go about posting something?
Yeah, so how we started was just sharing stuff that we already had.
Okay.
You'll be surprised, even if you didn't get it on Amazon, that you can get it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. You know, can find it.
Like DeWalt tools. Yeah. Yes. I bought that from Home Depot. You know, $500 set. Yeah. You can get it on Amazon. Chanel bags.
Home Goods.
Yeah.
There's these Home Goods. It's on Amazon.
Yeah, so I would like Target. Look at, you know, even the lights in our studio house, like I bought them in town, but you found them on Amazon and she tagged them in the studio. I'm like, okay, that's awesome.
Baby wipes are a huge staple for our paintings. We use it to make clouds, we use it to clean off our knives.
Yep.
And get them at Costco. The best ones are at Costco.
And they're cheaper and more affordable, but they're on Amazon.
Because Kirkland brand is coming on Amazon.
Yes.
So we have links to
So you'll be surprised of how many things maybe you bought somewhere else, but they're on Amazon. That's a nice thing about Amazon. Even the drink you're drinking, get it on Amazon. You know, Teddy Buzz, Poppy, my favorite drink, Poppy, on Amazon. You buy it in Fred Meyer, but you can get it. So I would encourage you to look about like what you already are using or what you already have. Maybe even in the background of your videos that people are always asking, where is that artwork from? Or where is that
throws?
Where's that pillow from? Yeah.
People want to know.
Yeah. So now how it works for us is we do get a lot of stuff sent to us, but I'm constantly shopping online on Amazon, finding the best product. So we get a gift card. Amazon sends us a gift card every month where we're able to use that to purchase items. But we oftentimes go over that budget and we, you know, it's a write-off to buy whatever we need for our videos. And then again, we do get free stuff, but that's how we started. It's just sharing what we already had. We go around my house. My house is always a mess before.
Remember
I moved
the air
out.
Filter? I brought this big air filter.
Yeah, this is on Amazon. It's $300. Like I use this every day. It's in my living room. You know, let's talk about this. Or like printers.
We're HP holding it printer. Up in the camera so we can, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were the days.
Got really creative like last year, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna make this Amazon associate account only because I was doing it for my patients to be able to have access to like compression wraps.
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Procedure. Yeah. That we sell in our clinic. But the truth of the matter is, I do mark them up because I'm buying them on Amazon 100%. Or I'm buying them from a medical supply, and they have the same thing on Amazon, but it's the way our accounts are set up. So I don't think I've ever shared a single link.
I feel like too, for it just to interrupt a little bit, like your clientele that comes through, like if you had a little sign with a QR code that took you to a link to your storefront, you could say all the stuff that I talk about is here. Like they could just, seriously, I mean, it could be super simple.
Well, here's the interesting part about that is like, you're like, okay, I offer these things, right? They are marked up. They are a little bit more expensive. Some people will buy those. Amazing. Mm-hmm. But some people do not, you know, they're not going to buy those and they're going to look elsewhere for it.
Well,
so if they're going to look elsewhere,
you could provide the elsewhere.
You might as well have that, the elsewhere. Yeah.
Set up. I mean, I don't encourage them to buy them. I'm blocking console uh-huh. and be like, hey, worst case, if you have a compression wrap, great. Yeah. You have enough time, you can probably order it on Amazon.
Yep.
You'll have it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you come in for procedure and you don't, we have them here and they're $35.
Yeah. So that's just an ease.
So they know. When
that's so easy. You have your card, you have your QR, whatever. Like, that's so easy. You're already saying it now.
I would want to pay more for it in yeah. than I can get it on Amazon.
You're like,
I
you know what?
Exactly
here you go.
And if you make it that easy, like, you just grab your phone with QR code yeah. and all this, everything is there. Like, oh, and they can add a cart.
And they'll thank you for it because you're making it easy for them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting physical therapy to, like, get my body ready for labor and birth and all that. And she's like, okay, you need a ball, you need a thing, and you need this. And, like, I'm like, okay, I got to go do the research by myself. You know what I mean? Because she doesn't offer that. But if she offered it, I would just go in and be boom, 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 check out because I don't have the time to do research. Yeah. So, right? I mean, I'm good at finding things on Amazon now.
Obviously,
but
yes, but yeah. you're helping
It takes
people.
Time to do that.
Like, you're really helping them. Like yeah. you said earlier, you're doing them a disservice by not doing that.
Yeah.
So,
well, and I'm already encouraging them to go get it on Amazon.
Girl, where is it? Like,
you can get a better deal on it. Don't pay me for it. And go there
or
and
like your ring, your phone holder, your ring light, or your,
yeah,
your thing. I was like, where'd you get this?
I'm thinking of creating like a whole foodie fanatic shop. I mean, yeah. I got my own stuff, but like
groceries,
like a place they could go. You know,
and all the plates,
well,
all
the
cloth napkins, tableware.
Food photographer people would shop there, and then people that are just obsessed with. I mean. A stand is one thing, but
yeah.
all the other foodie stuff, you could be a food photographer, but you could also just be somebody who loves to be in the kitchen. So I'm thinking I'm going to just do all of that.
Yeah. You want to know how much money we made on people ordering groceries? I go on our sales, I'm like, eggplant, carrot, we're making
carrot?
Yes, you can, Amazon has groceries. People order their groceries on Amazon. All those are going through our links. All of those are going through our links.
You know, mixer.
Yeah.
Carrot cake. And they're probably going to buy the mixer and then maybe they'll buy the
mixers
too.
Yes. Yeah. So Kathy Yoder, she was here last year. She spoke at FHL. Mm-hmm. She has a YouTube channel about air fryers. Mm-hmm. Her Amazon. And she's doing more Amazon Live stuff now, which is interesting.
Is she?
But all of her stuff. Like she has all of her links and all of her YouTube. She has, you know, all the resources that you need. The air fryers, the aprons, the spatulas,
the filters,
the
flavorings.
I'm sure she even has some stuff on there. And then she has her book, like her recipe book that she created. That's on Amazon. So she's making commission on that, but she's also making the money.
Her
yeah. I can't remember what it's called exactly, but.
I have my own paint supply. Could I sell it on Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can.
And
yes, you can.
Yeah.
You could double.
Yeah.
Benefit, right?
There's so many people that like locally, like there's this one candle company, 7 & Co. that I love, and they were even her candles were in the home tour, and I'm like, girl, if you can put this on Amazon, we share, you're in the background of all of our videos, like please just add this on Amazon. She's like a local shop, but you can set that up like a merchant account, which is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah,
and you can have those and send them, and that's another way that you can make income. Because some people will shop.
They take 40% or something.
I think it's 30. I think it's 30, but it could be 40. So obviously, you know.
But they do all the work.
But I'm sure there's some people that they do all the work. And I'm sure there's some people that maybe, I don't know how much your paints are or whatever. I'm sure most of your people shop through your website. But there could be some other people that are like, you know what? I'm just going to go on Amazon and buy these brushes and buy this for, you know, $50. And I got all the things. So.
And I can link it with my 3PL.
Yeah.
And they still ship it out.
Yes.
Well, you already have the traffic flow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's on there. I don't have one person seeing them. But you have the traffic flow, right? So you already.
But then I can even advertise beyond my group. Like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And probably even draw more people into your group.
Yes. It goes hand in hand.
You know how many like huge paint accounts, like there's heavy ASMR, is just like the click click click. We do the sounds or the painting, whatever. You know how many people would like just stare at you. Painting and just watching over and over on TikTok, and then you got your paints in your link.
TikTok.
That's
yes. So they can cap the yes and hear those.
So that
the paintbrush.
That type of content is so like that goes
the Bob Ross
so quick. And then what's great is the people that are watching the content. They're gonna sign up for your course.
Yeah.
They're gonna wanna shop your paints. They're gonna wanna do whatever it is that you offer. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
That would perform really well. You should definitely do it. I'm Lauren too, like with her cookies. Like, oh, come on. It's so cool to watch.
Question. I'm just going to share one thing I do is I have some books on Amazon for American Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're low content books, like I have a coloring book for dietitians.
Yes.
And like notebooks, really simple products. But then on my website, I have my affiliate link. So I'm making money through, I'm on Amazon, so
yeah.
I'll switch that. So I'm making money when I sell these products mm-hmm. using my affiliate link and through Kindle Direct Publishing. So I get 2 payments a month for Amazon.
That's awesome.
For sale and
yeah.
through the book.
Yes.
And with any, like something like a notebook, people just like it. They're loyal to your brand. You know, make a pretty cool notebook. It's super easy to do. And
Canva.
Just
that I Yeah, Canva.
That's pretty cool.
Canva. Yes.
We were talking about Merch by Amazon earlier. This is a feature that they ran out like they launched 2 years ago, whatever. But if you have if you're an Amazon influencer, you can apply for the Merch by Amazon. And Amazon makes it super easy to have your own merch line. So all you do is you create an account. They offer, I wouldn't say a huge selection, but they probably have 15 different things. They have the long sleeve, the crew, the sweatshirt, pop socket, bag, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then you just upload your design, you make it on Canva, upload your design, and then you write the title, you write a little description, you push publish, and 2 days later it's posted on Amazon, and then they handle all the printing, the fulfillment, everything. You just get a kickback for whatever you sell. And the cool part is you can select your price. So you're able to, they have a recommended price, but you're able to be like, okay, I'm gonna upsell this for maybe $50, and then you'll maybe make $12 off of that hoodie or whatever. So that's kind of an easy, nice way to either test something. Maybe you're thinking about doing merch, and you're like, I'm just gonna test this to see how it goes. Or if you're someone like us that like doesn't want to deal with the fulfillment, we know we can make more money doing it, but we're like, we're not really in it for the like more money. We just want to have like our brand and connect our community. That's the direction that we're going, because it's so easy. We can have our merch up tomorrow if we wanted to.
And there's no minimum too. You like, you don't have to have 50 items in there.
There's no upfront cost.
There's none. Yeah.
No upfront cost.
None.
Is this a separate application?
Merch by Amazon.
Is that a separate application, or if you're an influencer, do you get access?
It's a separate application, but you'll get approved if you just have to create an account on Merch by Amazon. They'll look into like, oh, you're whoever, and then they'll get you in. Yeah, it's really easy. It's super cool. So that's a new feature too. Anything else? I don't know how we are doing on time, or what we want to.
Yeah, how are we doing on time?
Talk about. Any other questions, or we can talk for an hour. We can talk for 3 hours.
Real quick question.
Yeah.
When you post. You've got groups, you've got mm-hmm. pages. Is the same exact post on pages and groups, or do you kind of mix that up a little bit?
So
we should talk about the Facebook group a little bit too.
Yes, so our social media platforms are Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, LTK, Amazon, and Facebook. So I create one video, I upload it on Instagram, our team uploads it on everything else. So that one video is going on each of those platforms, everything. The Facebook groups. The Facebook group that we just started 2 months ago. I think we have 5,000 people in there, whatever.
We have 55.
5,500,
yeah.
That, our team's running for us. We don't post in there ever. It's amazing. It's running on its own. In there, we're just sharing the best deals. So in that group, it's all about deals. Like, we share the best deals up to like 90% off. We have this amazing way that you can find special coupon codes that are not anywhere else. You can't just like go on there and find them on Amazon. So our team will share our links on there with the coupon code that they can apply at checkout to get save money. So that group is all about just deals, 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 deals. We don't post, we may, but we don't post our reels in there. We could probably repurpose it, but I wanted to just keep that group just like all about deals and all about like content that we're not sharing anywhere else, because we don't share these on our stories or anything like that. So that's the only, I would say, piece of out of all of our...
The strategy is a little different than what
it's a little different, yeah. But on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. our reels are being uploaded on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So
and
all
also
of that
at the
content
bottom,
is the same.
At the bottom of our website, it's constantly pulling our content from our Instagram account as well. And then on the bottom of all of our blogs, I think it's a blog, right? That also shows like our...
Yeah, it's our website.
A mm-hmm. lot more content mm-hmm. as well.
But that's all the same content that we're
uploading.
It's
all the same.
Uploading.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
people
I don't,
can see it in a lot of different places. Yeah.
I could probably do more, 100%. But I'm like all about just like my mental. I don't want to be recording on the weekends. I don't want to be doing any of this. Like, I just work Monday through Friday. I know so many people that upload 3 videos a day. Like, all this stuff. That ain't for me. I do 4 to 5 a week. That's it. Just Monday through Friday. That's all I'm doing. Sometimes I upload on the weekends if I feel motivated or if I have a video done.
Well, but that's if it's all like Black Friday weekend or something.
Yeah.
That's different.
The sale. Yeah, sale
weekend. But we've always been really good about keeping our weekends free. Even when we were doing home organizing and moves, we didn't work Saturday, Sunday. So we've carried that through and we do the same thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say about the Facebook group, what we learned from Allison Prince through our Inner Circle breakout was having we have two team members that we're experimenting with, but we could grow and add more people in, but they are adding the links in and managing our Facebook group for us. And they are earning commissions on the things that they post. Mm-hmm. So we just assigned a separate tracking ID for them, for each of them. And then they upload as much as they want, as little as they want, whatever they want. And then they'll get the commissions from the sales. From that. Or not the commissions, but a percentage of the commissions of the
that
sales.
We make. Yeah. So that's kind of nice too.
Yeah.
Because then we don't have to do it. They're making money. We're making money.
And you're not necessarily like paying them, you know, separately. I mean, it's from something that you're already making.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're just going to pay them a percentage of the commissions earned. And then they can just keep going. And as the group grows, more sales are coming in. And
Allison has a Facebook group. If I'll find the name of it and I'll post it in the chat, but it's really cool. Like she has, I think five private contractors now, but they're all like moms and like, you know, they were making like minimum wage before and now they're making like six figures. Like their husband like was able to like stop working. They're able to work from home just by like being posting in her Facebook group. And it's all off the affiliate commission.
Do you know how many people are in her group?
I think like 800,000 maybe.
So you find that what they're all though of a similar niche of like people are trained to come to these other brands as well, because like when I looked at yours, I was like, they're coming because they know that you're gonna give them deals. So do you see the other people that are as successful, it's similar in whatever niche, or are they lifestyle and they're doing their thing and they just mention you?
They're all over the place. I would say, they're all over the place, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. We've met so many people at the Amazon events that we've been to where it's like some of them have deal Facebook pages and that's all they do. They don't have Instagram. They don't have TikTok. They only post in there.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen people like, again, go really amazing on TikTok. They only post on TikTok. Like, they post lifestyle stuff. There's so many.
Or they're only on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or they're only doing blogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, if you're worried about like honing down or niching
like,
in.
Like, would I need to create something that's like, you come here because I share things that you're coming here to find from your kitchen?
I think.
Or am I cooking and am I whatever? Mm-hmm. And then I'm side mentioning.
I think.
Which would be more powerful and quicker to build?
It's always good to know what you're signing up for, right? Like, you always want to know what you're going to get when you sign up for something to see if you'd even want to join the group. But it sounds like you might already have, like, an audience that watches you cook anyways. I don't know anything about your business. I just met you a few hours ago.
So, I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
And half of my business is, like, create foodie video and photography.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I serve food sites and food niches. Anyways. You know, and then getting into like mentoring people who want to do what I do.
Yeah.
So I could create something new. I feel I would want to, that would be specifically all about foodies.
Yes.
I'm just trying to decipher, is it something that's very blatantly like you come here because you see all the aesthetic things? And as I'm saying it a lot, I feel like I'm answering myself. I think the more I would share all the aesthetic things, even if I'm throwing in all the other, they would know, ooh, because that's the thing. So as a food photographer, I've got to go here and there and here to find the aesthetic staging things. Where if I could just go one place and get the beautiful mixer here, the beautiful spatula here, beautiful napkins here.
And they're going to come to you for what you're teaching them how to do the thing.
Plus.
Like how to do that. But the side gig
is, I want to be a one-stop shop for aesthetic
foodie
materials, because that, I mean, I'm sure it exists somewhere, but that's not so much of an easy thing to find.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I go here for napkins.
You're on the right track with that 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. The only reason why we created a deal-specific group is because that's what our audience is asking us for.
Oh, no. I think it's great. I've worked in a company who did it similarly.
Yeah. But
so
you do not
I'm
have to get that specific with it.
Like,
no, you're right on the right track.
My lifestyle was so slow, that's why I shifted away.
Yeah.
But I wasn't doing something.
And your passion is there.
But like foodies, like that is, like,
that's
people
what
are
love.
Following you because they're a foodie. So anything in that, whether you're making videos, whether you're sharing your favorite, you know, saving tools, your favorite cooking tools, whatever that is, that can all fit in that group.
Yeah. You can, on her page, yeah. You list like your links if she's on her page showing yeah. her cooking something.
Well, I could just show a group. I could just show everything.
Yeah, yeah, but maybe a group that's specific to like Dynamite Foodies tools or something, right? Where she's just
yeah, you can start to niche down
everything
things.
That's kitchen related or,
food tablescapes
related,
like
go
themes,
there.
Holiday themed tablescapes would totally fit in to your.
But I would
thing,
have one
you know?
Group like you would have your brand, whatever that
mm-hmm.
is. That one group people join and you have that full flexibility
yeah.
because they're interested in all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just going to be in there to shop, you know, they're going to be interested in to learn the recipes, to do staging, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in there. So you have full flexibility. To
yeah.
Do
I have a name and everything.
Whatever you want. Yeah. Like Lauren, like Lolly's Cookie Camp, like she has an amazing Facebook group. Obviously that's paid. Like you buy her course and then she's put into it, but she does trainings in there. She has links in there. She does, you know, photos. Everyone's able to share their cookies. Like it's a whole range of things that are in her group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So if I got the Amazon influencer and for photography, and we had, you know, the printers and the
mm-hmm.
paper and what, all that. For the tarantula side, could I have two businesses? Would it be two storefronts? Could you have two storefronts?
Because she has a tarantula account too.
Yeah. So you can't have two storefronts underneath the same... Okay. You can't have two storefronts under the same account. So those... If the brands are completely not connected, that doesn't make sense because photography is way different than that.
Right.
So in that case, yes, that would be like the only way, a reason why I would suggest doing a separate storefront is if they don't relate at all.
Separate storefronts with the same influencer account?
You can't do that. They would have to be separate.
So it'd be,
mm-hmm.
It's on influencer account?
Yes.
And the photography.
They would have to be separate because you can't create multiple Amazon storefronts under the same. It's just you just get one. So you would have to split those up. But my recommendation would just be focus on whatever is like you're passionate about or whatever you're most, you know, excited about. Start with a storefront for that one. Experiment with it because it is a lot to upkeep. You're adding your links on there. You're adding, you know, your favorite things. You're organizing it. Experiment with that. And then if you see that you want to add in an additional storefront, definitely do go that route. But I would start with one first. That way you can get your feet on the ground and see how it all works.
Because when
sure.
we were conversing, you were talking about how the tarantula side was more of an experiment. Like,
what
I'm going to build that first.
Yeah, I'm like, I got to hear about this tarantula
side.
So starting to talk from there might be a good place for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went to Funnel Hacking Live. We signed up for the two CCFs.
Two CCFs.
Mm-hmm. And because I'm old school, websites, all that. For the photography side, I couldn't wrap my head around how do I start a funnel for photography if I don't already have a coaching class. I
mm-hmm.
taught people, but I teach them one-on-one for free. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I got back home, I told my son, who has 9 tarantulas, you have to get your Instagram, go get your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That, like right now, we're going to do it right now.
That's good.
And he has 9 tarantulas. We've named it Harry and Houdini, which are two of his tarantulas. He's been taking photos and videos of them since he's had them because there's a shock factor when he feeds them
uh-huh.
that he sends the group, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm getting ready to feed in the hissing cup. They're like this big.
Yeah.
And it's so fast that this insect gets to, you know, like...
It's like, you don't want to watch it, but you have to
watch
it. All of the spiders have their own personality. I mean, some of them are, you know, touchy because they're poisonous, but the majority of them, they're holding. And so he's gone from October, 0 followers because it was a brand new account. He has 267. And not that that's like...
But yeah, that's
but it's
awesome.
Like, it's continuing
yes.
going forward.
Yes.
So I have started his... funnel.
Okay.
Yeah. And he has a newsletter now. He has a blog.
So
he
awesome.
All these pieces.
Yes.
But there's a lot that goes into it. There's
uh-huh.
substrate. There's lights. There's cages. There's
yep.
water dishes. There's enclosed. I mean, they're like they have a little house inside there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's like all these things, and they're all on Amazon.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh,
there's a whole.
I'm like, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
no, and
such
that's
a
so awesome.
Niche. It's so unique.
It's,
yeah.
And so wait, he has t-shirts. I've created
yeah,
and he has merch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh my god, because if we're printing, I could have that all be in the merch part.
Yeah.
In his
and the Starcraft
Amazon merch.
Amazon merch.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
And then it's all on the same thing.
Stickers. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's like, it's like snowballing.
Yeah, things are happening. But, that's so cool.
Like, I could do it all with photography. It was like, but that.
You see that two comic club award right there.
You're like, oh, it's a little easier this way, isn't it? You would never expect. You would never expect it. That's kind of like what happened to us. We never expected, you know, this to be the way.
Like I had said to a couple of you, it kind of happened by accident. Mm-hmm. Just because we were trying to grow our following on Instagram. Really.
So if, let's say, that he has this funnel started, could one of the links in the funnel go straight to Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
And then that, then is, the money's not going through.
Yep.
The funnel, right? It's just, it would be going through Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I would do is I would make sure he has a link tree.
Okay.
That way you can have multiple links under the same link. Instagram now, finally, you can have multiple links. But in my opinion, it's easier to just have one link because it's less clicks. Because if someone clicks and then there's five different links, you're like, I'm uninterested. So in my opinion, it's good to just create a link tree. So in my opinion, I would have his funnel, you know, button, and then I'd have his storefront button. And then I would have his merch button or whatever the other buttons are, because then everyone can find all the resources he offers under that one link. And then he can have that link on his Instagram if he's repurposing content or wherever you are. We have the same link on all of our social, and it has all the things that we're up to, newsletter, texting, everything. So I would make sure he has that. And then obviously add the link to his storefront and his funnel.
And that's basically our link in bio that you're talking about.
Yeah,
link in bio. So the link in bio on Instagram has all of these buttons in there. Like,
yeah.
You could have like the Tarantula books if there are any, or the gear
like,
for Tarantula's husbandry, whatever. That could be a button.
That could be a whole funnel in itself of just like, you know, the free offers, like sign up for my whatever course about these, or even just 25 things you need to own a tarantula. If I was going to buy a tarantula, which I never will, but I would not know where the first thing to start would be. Like, what do you mean? Where do they live? You know what I mean?
What is that? You've been in a little boy, so maybe.
I'm like, no, no, no. No, no, no.
I was a boy mom.
Yeah.
Your place will bring you spiders and snakes.
Oh, yes. I used to do that too.
All of the critters that.
Yeah, Seth's in this that way.
Yeah.
In the same house.
Yeah.
I came home one day and I had 50 crawdads in my.
What's
50? Crawdads. I'm like, they can't stay here.
Yeah, like,
have
no.
To take them back to the creek.
Yeah.
So it's part of it.
Or that could be his free offer to get emails. You know what I mean? And then, like, you could create that little PDF. Here's all your links.
His lead magnet.
That's such a great idea for that. I mean, there are so many
and
things you
Amazon
could do with that.
Links
oh, so cool. And I haven't heard anyone in that specific area. But, I mean, there's a huge, huge market for it.
And because the page looks so good, and I know it's still so new, it will eventually, it'll take off as soon as people know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll take a little bit of practice, but then one day the algorithms are going to see it because people are going to go, what is this? I don't know anything about tarantulas. And then it's going to take off. And all those things on there is just going to go viral.
All you need is one viral video. Like, we started experimenting with, Liz spoke at the Inner Circle event this past month or whatever.
The last one we went to.
But she was mentioning creating multiple TikTok accounts. Like, you're repurposing your videos. We repurpose, but actually creating multiple TikToks under Everything Envy. So now we have Everything Envy Home and Everything Envy Travel. Totally new experiment. Not doing any time. Our team's just repurposing one video a day on there. It's been super slow. 1,000 views, 100 views, like all over the map. Finally, I was like, it just takes one. Finally, the other day, we have a video that has 450,000. And that upped our followers by like 500, you know, overnight. So I'm like, okay, finally, this is starting to do something. So that's another way for us experimenting with growing link clicks. But you just never know. You never know. You just need one video to take off, and then whoo, it's just gonna, everything's just gonna explode all at once, which is really cool and really exciting. Yeah.
You know, it's fascinating because I did like this little trial thing. I feel like we have completely different groups of followers on each platform.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
And so on TikTok, we post the oopy goopy stuff for our procedures, and people love it. Like, they have millions of views on some of them.
When you say oopy goopy,
like in the procedure, like the gel I put on someone's skin,
pulling
it off, it's like, you know, people
watch it over and over.
Yeah.
So I would take that same video just to test this theory, and I would put it on our Facebook or our Instagram, and it would get nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And millions on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's such, so I think learning kind of the demographic is really 100%. Helpful when you know what products you want to put out there, where those,
yeah.
where they are. And obviously there's stuff that goes straight and utilizing them all to
learn. Yeah, and that's why I say focus on one platform, right? Because yeah, like for your son, like his audience is on TikTok. It's 100% on TikTok because that it's a younger demographic. People love that stuff. Like the pimple popper stuff, like you don't want to watch it, but you're like, eh, I have to. It's the same thing with the spiders. Same thing.
I think he does.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm not 100%.
Yeah.
So he's like, again, all in on TikTok would be my recommendation. Yeah, okay. Don't worry about the other platforms. Repurpose him if he has time, because you never know if a video is going to go viral over here or whatever. But yeah, it's just really looking at it and just focus on one. Don't worry about the other ones, because the videos are so different. Sometimes we'll have a viral video which will perform amazing on all of them, and that's amazing. But that's honestly not the case a lot of the times. Like on Instagram, we'll post one, and then I might post on TikTok. I might have 5,000 views, and on Instagram, I got 5 million. Like, it's all over the map. Or I might post this over here. Does it do that well? It might go, you know, uber viral on TikTok. So that's why I love repurposing, because you just really never know.
Yeah, because you might as well. Unless you had a huge team of people that can create different videos and for different
It just becomes so overwhelming.
But even then, it's still a crapshoot of what's it. It's
just
still
you don't need it. Just take that one piece of content. It can relive over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And you're
going to share it to all the platforms. Yeah, easy peasy. Keep it easy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Hopefully that was helpful.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
we talked over an hour.
I think, did you guys used to only do your organizing stuff? Did you ever go to the Chamber of Commerce?
Mm-hmm. That's where, yeah.
Is that where I've seen you? I feel like you look familiar. And so I was like,
yeah. Well, at the chamber.
I was at the chamber.
Okay.
At the greeters meetings. Yeah.
Years ago, that's probably where we maybe saw you. Because
I
started going to them in the August of 2016.
Yeah,
was my first meeting.
That
was the clutter meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And that was one of the
I know, it's not fun.
Yeah.
So, Margaret, one of my.
The clutter bee, it used to be.
Yes,
the
clutter bee. Yeah.
And
because we follow each other.
You're already following us?
They're following you.
Recommendations?
My stepson's girlfriend, she said, I was just talking to my sister just the other day, because she lives in Rosewood. Just talking to my sister. And they follow you. And, you know, it's like, we're having this whole conversation about everything Andy.
It's fun.
Yeah, some people follow
you. So now, in my situation, I do a few different things. Would it be appropriate to just have it be my name? And then I have links.
Which? Your
Amazon
storefront?
Yeah, the Amazon storefront.
Yeah, you can definitely do that if that makes the most sense.
Everything envy name.
You don't. I know.
If it was just me, I would post.
Well, ours started out under Brandon's name, right?
In my office, but also.
No.
You know,
that was
on my personal page, what's useful in my home.
Yeah, a lot.
How I organize something.
Most of the influencers that we are friends with, a lot of them have, like, Vikita, it's Vikita Easton. But she does have her social, it's Style by Kita, but her Amazon storefront, I believe, is called Vikita. Like, it's her name. Mm-hmm. A lot of influencers do that. They just use her name. The reason we're just two people, you know, it used to be the Clutter Bee. We just wanted a brand under our name. Yeah, and we don't show a lot of our faces on there either. It's mostly just our hands. We're just sharing our favorite stuff. So for us it makes sense. But totally. Yeah, you don't have to have it. It can just be your favorite things.
Make a whole other business name.
No.
Rid of a few faces.
And that doesn't make and that doesn't make sense, right? You might as well have it.
So
your clients are going to you. They know who you are. Just have it be under your name.
Well, I think listening to Eric, I'm going to work really hard on just branding myself.
Yeah.
So that anything kind of follows that. Obviously,
yes.
My medical area has its own.
Yeah.
It's a piece of its own. So,
yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
That's also just more local community stuff versus
for sure.
My brand for myself. I want to be nationwide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm doing
until
that,
it totally makes sense.
And then also attaching little Amazon links here and there, I could kind of utilize it.
So would the Tarantulas be the Tarantulas, or would that be my son?
Because it's a Tarantula and LLC? Or is it a business?
I would probably say the tarantula. I would have that be the Tarantulas, whatever the name was the first TikTok. Have that be the name for the Amazon, because for him, people probably don't know too much about him. I'm assuming it's all about the Tarantulas.
Right.
So definitely have it be, and that's an amazing name, by the way. I'd probably get the domain and all that stuff if you haven't gotten it already. But I would just have it be under that, because that's what makes sense. People don't know who your son is, I'm assuming, on your TikTok.
But they'll get to know the Tarantulas.
Yeah, they'll create relationships with the Tarantulas, and they'll want to know what this guy's eating.
It's true. It's one of them's true.
Where he's sleeping.
It's true.
Yeah.
But when you do the photography side, it might be different. That might be you.
Maybe.
I think you should sell tarantula startup kits, just saying.
I'm going to say, in the storefront, it's going to be 25
pages. Well, yeah, that's perfect. The folder of the links for tarantula.
Everybody wanted to potato gun, and then he started making a kit. I'm like, you should have these things with people on your website can order a startup tarantula kit.
Well, and it is this simple. You just create a folder in your storefront, tarantula starter kit.
Yeah.
And all the things are in that folder, and they just get everything.
I would recommend your son and you to look at like pet accounts, because there are so many huge, successful pet accounts, whether it's for cats, they can help me buy around TikTok.
There's a lot of cats.
I'm just kidding. But not really. But TikTok, like the dogs, the pets, the everything. Like, I would do research on that and see how their page is set up, because I mean, this could be a whole thing of brand deals and like all these things. Like, he could work with PetMart one day and have like seriously brand deals for the tarantula. People are making a killing, and their content's all about their animals. They don't know anything about the owner. Mm-hmm. It's just their animals. And so you can see how their link tree set up. You can see how they're sort of wording things. Maybe things. It would be a good research to do, in my opinion.
My kids, when they were in high school, we have doodles, and one of them like walks around on her back 2 feet. She looks like she's serving, right? She can stand straight up. And so it was funny, and my kids in school started taking videos, and they would laugh and giggle on themselves. And they were like, we're going to make an Instagram for the doodle.
Yeah.
And it was called Doodling Around. And
that's so cute.
Thousands.
That's so cute.
And it was, they had like Photoshop an apron on my dog.
Oh my gosh.
It was the most random stuff.
People
and then as they got
pets.
Older, they got families and got distracted. And then I ended up deleting the account years ago. But I'm like, I probably should have kept that sucker going.
Yeah, girl.
Revitalize it.
You never know.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it's wild.
They're hilarious. Yeah. But the animal accounts do. On their own nature, I feel like animal accounts just...
Yeah, and I'm sure you look up...
That's not niched down. Like,
right?
Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's so broad.
I mean,
it's like, it's too much to even...
Just wait. As soon as people start to see the tarantulas, it's going to...
And it might be a fun, like you said, it's sort of like an experiment, but you really never know where it's going to go. And so, in my opinion, you can see it so clearly of like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. You've already done a bunch of awesome things already. See how it goes. Like, what is going to happen with that? And then if you wanted to do something with your photography business of what we've been talking about or different things that you've learned, then you can do it. But it sounds like your photography business is doing great. Try this as a test.
Yeah,
see what happens.
Yeah, that's what she's
doing. And it's fun because your son's doing it, something that you can do together. Like, you never know where it's going to lead, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, thanks, ladies, for the nice talk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.